The smell of cream puffs is in the air. That's right. It's fair season in Wisconsin. That's a clip from the Wisconsin State Fair commercial. The State Fair this year runs from August 3rd to the 13th, and county fairs are popping up all over the state right now. To a lot of people in Wisconsin, fairs mean rides and music and fun fried foods. But there's another big component to these fairs that we're learning about today, the agricultural component. And we want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. What are some of your favorite fair memories? Did you compete in local and state fairs when you were younger? And are your kids participating in agricultural programs at the fair, maybe the county fair, maybe a 4-H program? And what's your favorite part about going to the fair, the state fair, the county fair, anything else along the fairground way? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also share your memories and your experiences over on the Central Time Facebook page. Lee Presley joins us now. She's an agriculture educator with the Racine and Kenosha County UW Extension. Lee, welcome to Central Time.
Hi there. Nice to be here.
Well, what can you tell us about the beginnings of fairs here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so agricultural fairs have definitely been a staple of our summers here since about the mid-1800s. In fact, the first state fair was held in 1851. And one of those first state fairs featured a speech from Abraham Lincoln where he really kind of emphasized what the key components of the event were to be.
Wow.
And he emphasized their value in, one, bringing people together, and then, two, their value in having farmers be able to come together and share growing techniques, new machinery, demonstrate different practices, all kind of in a fun environment. They could take what they learned at the fair and then bring that back to their home.
Now, it seems like the tradition of the fair is still going strong here in Wisconsin, but did fairs play an even bigger role in Wisconsin earlier on when the state was more uniformly agricultural?
Yeah, definitely, and it also was valuable because folks were just a little bit more isolated back then, so it was a really good way for practices and words of new machinery to get out a little bit faster and kind of get into the actual hands of the people, people farming on the land and doing those things. So I think it definitely helped advance our ability to produce more efficiently and kind of on a larger scale over time.
Let's take a caller now. We've got Amanda with us in Appleton. Amanda, hi.
Hi.
What is your favorite fair memory or favorite fair experience?
Well, actually, right now, me and my siblings, we're getting ready for the Outagamie Fair. We have to drop off our projects on Wednesday, and we're in the last-minute fair rush that happens every year.
And what are your projects? Tell us about them.
I take cake decorating, photography. I'm trying oil painting this year, child development, things like that.
Wow. And so do you get judged on all of this?
Yeah, we do face-to-face judging, most of us on Wednesday from 10 to 6, but some are the next day, like music.
What do you think your best shot is at a ribbon?
Well, last year, I'm also doing a 4-H promotional video, and last year my video got sent to the state fair.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Well, cool. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for calling and sharing that, and good luck to you on all your projects that you're dropping off.
Thank you.
That was Amanda there getting ready for the Outagamie County Fair. She's got some projects looking for some wins. And what about that education component, Lee, where you work on different things? She's trying oil painting and cake decorating and photography.
Yeah, definitely. I think the fair gives you a really good venue to kind of expose yourself to some new things. So you can try out new skills and take on new projects. And in fact, I know multiple people that were kind of exposed to the careers they have now through some of those 4-H projects, trying something new and actually finding out that you really like it and then turning that later into an education and ultimately a career. But, yeah, that learning process definitely happens many months before the fair even starts.
And let's take another caller now. We've got Greg joining us in Minneapolis. Greg, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, both my daughters were involved in with 4-H growing up. And I just think it was just such a good tool for them to just basically learn about the competitiveness of life in general.
Really? So was it pretty high stakes, the 4-H competitions?
Oh, yeah. They, you know, of course, in at least in Minnesota, a lot of the county fairs are always concluded by the time the state fair arrives, because that's where the all the winners of the various county fairs in various categories and so on go to compete for the state title.
Ah, so they had a shot at going to the state fair, too. So, Greg, thank you so much for joining us. Greg is looking back fondly on what his daughters learned, and he says it prepared them for the real world. What about that?
Yeah, I think the competition aspect is definitely important. You know, it gives you that drive to really perform well and also, you know, learning opportunities. So if you don't do so well next year, the judge usually gives you reasons for why that was. And you can, you know, use that and improve next year and hopefully do better. So I think that's, you know, a crucial component of the whole experience.
How big a role do you think does agriculture play today as compared to the past?
Well, certainly, I think, you know, fairs have definitely changed. But I think that competition and that agricultural root of the fair really still is at the heart. And I think that is a big draw for a lot of fairs. It's kind of what sets a fair apart from other carnivals and festivals. You know, they all have music and food, but at the fair you can see exhibits, you know, whether they're agricultural or not. But gives you an opportunity to kind of make that connection with the rural population, make that connection with the people that are actually on the ground farming, and it's gives it just another additional educational component for the actual visitors. And I think that's something that's still a real strength of the fairs, and I think that's a draw for many folks.
We're talking with Lee Presley right now from UW Extension about the history of fairs in Wisconsin and also the role that farming and agriculture play. And we'd love to hear from you about this, your favorite fair memory. Did you go when you were a kid, maybe with your parents and your brothers and sisters and your friends? Did you enter stuff in the fair? Did you ever take part in livestock exhibitions or maybe some other things, maybe quilting or painting, cake decorating like we were hearing about? Let us know at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we'd also love to hear what your favorite fair is these days. And Lee, if you're not so much into the farming and the agriculture, where do you think fairs have diverged since those early kind of agrarian roots? What kind of stuff do you find now that you would never have found back then?
I think that the emphasis on the rides and the fun, I mean, although back then they were still fun because it was a social opportunity, I think, you know, fairs are really trying to do more to draw kind of from a wider population outside of just the rural population. So I think, you know, although that's become an emphasis, there is still, you know, there's a little something for everyone.
And what is your experience growing up with state fairs and county fairs?
Well, I was a proud member of a 4-H club up in Marathon County. I showed a variety of projects, but certainly one of my favorites was showing dairy cows. And my club was very much into priding in ourselves and how well we took care of our animals in our exhibits. So oftentimes we would compete for herdsmanship, which was a club-level competition that awarded you for keeping your animals looking really nice and your exhibit looking really clean and sharp. So we spent a lot of time in the barn, you know, just socializing and cleaning up after our animals, keeping things looking nice, and just trying to be a good ambassador for any visitors that might come through.
This conversation is making me want to go to a fair right now. I know they're spread out over Wisconsin, and it seems like, you know, you hear about the state fair, it gets statewide publicity, but how do you find out about the county fairs, Lee?
Sure. So, yeah, there's a lot of county fairs going on even right now. This week, the Racine County Fair starts, which I will be going to. But there is a list of all the Wisconsin fairs going on, and that is at www.wisconsin.org. wifairs.com, and that has all of the fairs, including little county fairs, and then also our state fair, which begins August 3rd.
Do you think the county fairs especially, have their unique personalities? They have things that make them unique?
Yeah, certainly. I've been to a number of them, and my fair growing up was relatively large, but I've gone to a lot of other counties and seen all kinds of scales of fairs, and, you know, the exhibits are always, you always are going to see about the same in terms of what exhibits are offered for the 4-H projects, but definitely the scales and kind of the local flavor is definitely set apart, and the food available. You see some unique items at each different fair.
Yeah, what is one that stuck out to you?
Well, down here at the Racine County Fair, they have, I think they're called pink tacos. So that's something unique that I've never seen. And of course, I have a real fondness for the cheese curds at the Lions booth at the Wisconsin Value Fair, which think are probably the best cheese curds in the state. I haven't had better.
But wait, what is a pink taco?
I'm not really sure where it gets its name from. I think maybe the logo has, I don't know if it's got a pig in it or something, but they are pretty delicious, and it's kind of, I mean, it seems like it's a more healthy alternative to some of the other fair foods out there.
I just saw, well, not just, but I recently saw the movie, the latest Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and they stop off at a fair, and they eat butter on a stick, so it's deep-fried butter on a stick. Is that a real thing?
You know, I don't know if I've ever had it. I think I've had a deep fried Snickers bar, which that was delicious.
I don't know if I need butter on a stick.
I don't think I'd go that far.
We're talking to Lee Presley right now from UW Extension about the history of fairs, what makes them unique, and also about the role of agriculture. And we'd love to hear from you right now at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite part about your local fair? What about the state fair? Do you have a tradition of going? What is your favorite food when you go there? And what do you have to make sure to do each year? And if you're involved in maybe farming or agriculture, do you take part in that aspect of it? Do you enter animals or do other parts of say, the 4-H programs there? And let us know at 800-642-1234. If you participated in these programs, what have you gotten out of them? Have they maybe shaped who you are? Call us at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page, and we'll continue our conversation and get to your call in just a little bit here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert, and right now we're picking up our discussion about the role of agriculture and what it plays in state fairs and county fairs. Also hearing about your favorite fair memories and a bit about the history of fairs in Wisconsin. Right now, Lee Presley is with us. She's an agriculture educator with the Racine and Kenosha County UW Extension. And we're hearing from you at 800-642-1234. Have you ever taken part in an agriculture competition at a state or a county fair? What did you learn, and what is your favorite fair memory, maybe growing up or maybe now? Maybe you're looking forward to one. Why do you go to the state fair or the county fair? Call us at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we go to our callers now. We've got Jennifer first in LaCroix. Jennifer, hi.
Hi.
What is your favorite fair experience?
I actually grew up in Iron County in the very north part of Wisconsin, and I was just wanting to share that I really liked having counties up by where I grew up, because having access to a large state fair just wasn't possible. So having those local connections and that fun activity every summer to look forward to is really great.
And did you go just once, or did you hit it more than one day?
I was a member of 4-H, so I would go a couple different times. I wasn't involved with the animals, but I did the crafts and things like that.
And do you have fond memories of that and what you might have learned from it?
Oh, absolutely. I think I learned a lot about time management, just kind of making sure I was prepping for my demonstrations and presentations, and then just a lot of great friendships grew out of that, too.
Ah, fantastic. And Jennifer, before I let you go, do you still go to the fair?
I do. I don't live in Iron County anymore, but I'm fortunate to be by both Pierce and St. Croix County, so we go to those fairs.
Nice. Well, I hope you have a good fair-going season, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And Lee, she grew up going to the fairs up in her part of the neck of the woods there, and took part in 4-H as well. Is that a typical experience about what people get from these state fairs and county fairs?
Yeah, I think as a youth exhibitor, what I really valued growing up was the friendships and also getting to know kids that were from across the county. So, you know, I was used to kind of my little pocket, and it kind of gave me some friends in different areas, which I really, really valued, kind of expanded my horizons at the time a little bit. You know, coming from a rural area, a lot of, you know, kids are... Your friends are whoever's in the neighborhood. So, and those were often, you know, for myself growing up, my neighbors were also the kids that I showed with at the fair and exhibited with at the fair. So lifelong friendships came out of that for sure.
Well, thank you so lot for that call. We appreciate it. And we're going to go next to Barbara joining us in Waupaca. Barbara, hello.
Hello. I really enjoy the fair here in Waupaca. And my neighbor was with the Extension, UW Extension, so she was very involved. And their daughter participated in the horse, you know, riding with the horses and that competition. So I always love to go to that. And it's really fun to see the little kids with their, sometimes they have smaller horses, and they try to make them go through their paces that they're supposed to go through, and then, of course, the older ones are all really pretty good at it. And it just really is fun to watch them go through, and after they've gone through their regular paces and the scheduled competition and the judging, then they would have a costume parade, and they would have costumes for the rider and for the horses. And there was this one little girl, she was maybe 9 years old, and she had her horse dressed up like a bee. She had a miniature pony, I think, type, and she had it dressed up like a bee, and she was a beekeeper, and it was just the funniest thing. But
wow.
They had all kinds of cute things, and then they also have where they are without a saddle. The two of them have to ride around and do these things. Then they have to stop their horse, and the one who is in front has to switch and to be in the back, and the one in the back has to come in the front without getting off the horse. And so these teams have different strategies for how they're going to get the person in the back to the front, and I think the kids really enjoyed it.
Oh, that sounds really fun, Barbara. Thank you for sharing that. I've never seen that. I've never seen the horse and rider costume contest or the assembly line thing she was talking about. But I will say, Barbara, I agree with you. The horses are always my favorite part of the animal displays at the fair. Sometimes the bunnies, they're really cute too, but I definitely love the horse stuff. Have you heard of the kinds of fun horse and rider things that Barbara was describing, Lee?
Yeah, there's, I wouldn't consider myself a horse person. I was in the dairy barn a lot, but I did have a lot of friends that exhibited horses, and, you know, there was all sorts of different shows outside of just the individual competitions that were held. And again, I think that kind of helps with some of the bonding that happens when you're competing and doing things kind of across, you know, not only on an individual level, but with others, and kind of helps to add to that camaraderie.
We're talking with Lee Presley right now, an agriculture educator with the Racine and Kenosha County UW Extension, and we're talking about the fair, about county fairs, state fairs, what you like to do there, if you take part in some of the farming stuff or work with animals like we just heard about, some of the horse and rider activities, and what about the food, the favorite state fair food? Do you think that fairs are still thriving today in Wisconsin? How healthy is your local fair? Let us know at 800-642-1234. It's 800-642-1234. We heard about how fairs are a focal point for a community to come together, especially in rural areas. Do you find that where you live? 800-642-1234. And we go next to Farmer Steve in Blanchardville. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So, I grew up near Campbellsport, Wisconsin, and I used to show calves with the 4-H at the Fond du Lac County Fair for probably 4 or 5 years when I was a kid, and it is the best experience, I think, that you can go through as a kid, whether you're growing up on a farm or not. We would sometimes be able to convince some of our friends who didn't live on farms to come to the farm and actually pick out their own March calf and train it and show a calf at the fair, and you know, I don't know how the regulations are now, but we used to just sleep right in the pens with the animals. They're
wow.
So tame. And I would ride my cow. I would lay on it. Like, you know, they just become like your best friend. And I had the opportunity to show a March calf, and I won first with her. And then the following year, showed her as a heifer, won first with her again, then showed her calf and won first with her calf 2 years in a row. So that was my favorite memory, I guess, of showing calves at the fair.
And Steve, clearly you're a farmer now because you gave the name Farmer Steve. And then did the state fair
right now, yeah.
Did the fair have anything to do with that?
I think so. I mean, I was in the military for a while, and when I got out, I just felt like something was missing. I had got an engineering degree, and I was like, I can't live in a cubicle. So I think a lot of that, not that all engineers live in a cubicle, let me just say that, but it just, I had a calling, you know, to get back out on the farm after I'd gone through all that, and it's just been very healing for me as a veteran on a lot of levels. And so now I'm just trying to help connect veterans with farms and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's terrific, Steve. Thank you so much for calling up. We appreciate that. And those memories you have about the closeness, living with your animal, it's fantastic to hear and to share that story. Lee, any final words of encouragement to get people out to the fair?
Yeah, well, there's so much to do. There's something for everyone. Make sure, though, for sure you check out the exhibits because the kids work hard throughout the year, and it's just a really great venue to see all sorts of neat projects. Would also like to promote UW Extension's presence at the State Fair this year. So there will be a lot of educational displays in the Exploratory Park segment where UW Extension will be August 3rd through 13th.
Terrific. Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Lee Presley, agriculture educator with the Racine and Kenosha County UW Extension, talking about fairs in Wisconsin. And you can find a link to the piece she wrote on wiscontext.org.